since you're a film composer, what is actually your favorite movie?
It's actually a difficult question because I like a lot of different movies. Okay. The first really wonderful movie experience for me was E.T. I saw it on 8mm in a friend's basement. There was a bootleg. That blew my mind, but it wasn't the whole picture because there was no sound. After that, I was a huge sci-fi fan and film music fan, and
Since you mentioned that you started to become a sci-fi fan, so far the movies or series you created the score for are, well, what I have seen are mostly like comedian movies or crime movies. Would you also like to create a score for maybe sci-fi? Is that something you would like to do?
Absolutely. But there are not that many sci-fi movies getting made in Norway. So I'm trying to encourage directors to make sci-fi movies. One time I made, there was a love scene, and I had made some music for it, or a suggestion for how we should do this scene, how we should score it. And the director said, well, King, it sounds almost like there's a spaceship landing. This is for another movie. And then he started talking about he wanted maybe to do a sci-fi movie in the future.
Yeah, but is there... like, okay, beside from sci-fi, is there any other genre, maybe? Is there anything else where you always thought, okay, I want to do a score for this, maybe something which is also possible in Norway?
The thing is that I have preferences, but when I follow my preferences, I sometimes get bored. Because at one time I had a period in my life where I only rented movies with U-boats, submarines on the cover, and you know, then you're going to see a lot of shit. And what the good thing is that when people take me to movies that I didn't really plan to go and watch, often get really, really good surprises, you know. So I try to not limit myself too much. You could have romantic comedies that are that just blow you away, and you have good and bad stories in every genre. So it all depends on the story. If it's an interesting story, it's almost like I'm afraid to touch it, because I remember doing this film about children that are, in governmental care because of mistreatment. And I saw the edit without the music, and I can completely destroy this by doing anything. I'm scared to touch it because it was so good.
Is there any instrument you always use for the score, or you would like to use it one time?
Yeah, I have one instrument. It's called a persephone. It's French. It's a small instrument, yay big, and it got a stripe on it. And it's a synthesizer. It has one oscillator. And you kind of control the oscillator just by stroking your finger over this stripe. So it sounds like... And I tend to bring it in almost all movies. The challenge is to bring it into the orchestra without having it sound like a spaceship landing.
You mentioned that... that you mostly work for Norwegian movies. How does your future look like? Like, do you really want to stay there and maybe also support the Norwegian movie industry? Or do you also would be free to work for Hollywood? I don't know. How do your future plans look like?
I just run as long as I can, I guess. Mm-hmm. I would like to go to Europe, because I think we have maybe some same understanding of work ethics. I love working in Norway. I'd love working in Europe. Hollywood, I'm not so sure. www.kölncampus.com